Good morning.
Morning.
This weekend, you'll hear a lot about Warren's contributions to this organization. So I decided to give you a little glimpse into his personal side. 6 years ago, I went to my first ACB convention in Reno, and it was a new experience to me, so I clung on to Warren and Judy like an opihi. That means pretty tight. I got to know them very well and pretty quick, since we even got stuck at the airport overnight. So here's Warren in a nutshell, according to me. Warren is kind. He never hesitates to help others, and he has a heart of serving. Where there's a need, there's a Warren. And I know Mitch will recognize that from the Lions. Yeah. Yes. Warren is very generous. He's the first person to take out his wallet, whether it's a cause or treating us all to dinner. Even in Reno, as soon as he went on the video poker, he gave me $100 of his winnings. Wow. Yeah. Warren is intelligent. During our dinner conversations, he shares his thoughts and ideas. And afterwards, James and I go, wow, that's so smart. But we don't tell Warren because he might get big head. And he loves his wife of 48 years. But if you know Julie, what's not to love? So it is my privilege and honor today to introduce the founder of the Hawaii Association of the Blind, Mr. Warren Tayama.
Get our records. And it took all
and we got the record, and we finally went to see our new lawyers. And we appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court took the case. And it's a strange court, the Supreme Court. But the courtroom was filled with our people. And you know, what a great feeling when the verdict came down 5-0. There's five justices on the Hawaii Supreme Court. It was 5-0 to reverse the lower court ruling, and we won the case, and they told the lower court to go to mediation and work out the details. And that's how the blind BEP program that Hofer now supervises, because they don't need supervision, the airport gives them concession. And I believe in the history of the Randall Shepherd program in the United States, that is the single most significant victory in all of the history of the court. And it was 5-0. Telling you that I am very proud of that victory. And yet, I didn't go to the airport. All the politicians were waiting for Warren to go down to the airport because I did it all for myself. But Warren was the first to pull out from the airport. Walter and Ode Ishikawa and Tommy Murakami are present at the airport. I hope they never forget that HAV and many other people and two smart lawyers won that concession, where they now prosper. But as I was saying, a year ago I was very excited about today's convention because it's 50 years. But as I got closer to the time of the convention, my feelings started to change. And today, I look at the program for the blind, not only the activities that we are engaged in for DOE, vocational rehabilitation, but in all of the areas where blind people live and where there remain problems to be solved. I say we are celebrating 50 years. And yet, we should not stop at celebrating 50 years of existence. We should dedicate ourselves to do better the next 50 years. And we have profited by generosity of some fine blind people in Hawaii, our friends that we cultivated across the country. Al Jenkins and Leonie Jenkins were mentioned as two names. Derwood McDaniel was another one. But our goal should not rest with just existing 50 years. We need to utilize all of the talents in this room and beyond this room of blind people to help others who are blind not only stand on their feet, but succeed and prevail. And I would like to challenge you and the young people coming up as successors to us, that the challenge be that you outdo us three times over, if not four times over. And you see, as I look through the veteran membership of HAB, I see people who have been members of this organization for 45 years or plus. First of all, I'd like to recognize my wife, Julie. Without Julie, HAB would not be. I mean, it's as simple as that. Those who were with us in the early 70s know that every meeting we met at our home was with dinner. And guess who cooked the dinner? All of us do. But we had maybe 10 people, 12 people, and Julie did all that for every meeting. If we met 5 times a week, she cooked 5 times a week. And there was no comment from her except she was happy to do it. And I think you all know a lot of the people we bought with dinners, and we bought their talents. And in this room we have Don Thompson, Amelia, even people like Norman Ota and Laura. They were all part of the early stages of this organization. In fact, you all know who Ken Jernigan is. We were in the Federation. I think we know more about the Federation than the NFP themselves. and they're surprised that Warren here knows you, Jacoby Stender, Jenkins, we knew Jernigan, all on first name basis. And I was supposed to be the maverick. But when we met Derwood McDaniel, Al Jenkins, we knew we were on the right side. So then we met Chris Gregg, Mitch Pomerantz, now Kim, And down the road, I've been looking for Jeff Dump. These are allies. And I hope they will never forget us, as we will never forget them. Because part of our strength is to not forget your friends. Make new friends, but keep the old. Remember that the old saying? One is silver, the other is gold. And Hawaii has lived up to that. And I would like to encourage all the young ones below 40. Remember, below 40, you're still young. I would like to encourage all of you to get involved and do. Because by doing, you perfect what strength you have, what talent you have. So, the organization needs you. But more than the organization, the blind out there with problems yet to be solved, need you. So the truth of the matter, if you go to talk to all the national presidents here in this room, the greater organization needs you. And if every state were to follow the example of Hawaii, what a great movement ACB would be, because we give first and then we wait for results later. We don't say, show me, and then we follow you. Well, nothing to do with Chris. Missouri. So with that, I'd like to thank all of you over the years, 50 years, there's a lot of people to thank. The regret I have is the two attorneys who fought for us, and they were brilliant attorneys. You should have seen us behind closed doors with the state attorneys, the attorney general's office, all attorneys were great. They were like geniuses. At any rate, the challenge I put to you, give of yourself and you will receive 10 times over. Thank you very much.
Hello, Warren. And you know, I just gotta say, following you and Philo is a big job. The shoes are immense, and they kind of don't fit my feet right now, but I'll make it fit. But again, thank you for sharing that great bit of history for us. I also like to share with you folks, for those of you that don't know, okay, and I'm sorry I didn't mention this earlier, but Philo is here. Okay, if you go out in the front, there is a poster of Philo that we made. And it has a lay on. And next to him is a couple of handouts. One is a memorial tribute that HMB had done for him as an Angel Memorial member of ACB. And the other one is a small history that Dawn and Natalie worked up just in the last couple of weeks regarding HEB and its 50 years. So if you want to know a little bit more about HEB and a little bit more about Philo and so forth, even the airport that Warren had talked about, you might want to take a copy of both of those handouts and get a little more insight. Okay, our next speaker, I'm going to have Saja introduce